K4M Mobile.
Tom, how are you? K4RM Mobile.
Fred, I'm doing well. I'm just trying to get out of Greenville.
Yeah, I'm on Lawrence Road. It's starting to rain pretty good out this way.
I got to get in before it gets raining too much. I need new tires.
That's always a nice dent to the pocketbook.
I actually been looking around before I did it. I was actually thinking about trading, trying to get something new and upgraded.
I haven't been in the car market lately, but I understand used cars are out of sight. And I don't know about new ones, but I'm sure none of it's gone down.
Not. So, trying to balance if I want to put money into this one or if I want to try to, like I said, get something new and upgraded.
That's always a tough call. Do you spend money and put tires on one you got, or you just trade it and get something that's already got good tires on it? I don't envy you there.
You've got a good vehicle. It's just, you know, she doesn't have Bluetooth. There's a whole lot of upgrades that's come out that, you know, I'd kind of like to have.
Miss Sharon doing all right?
She's working today. I went by and got her and took her to lunch and then did some shopping, and that's why I'm still out. Otherwise, I would not be out this time.
I would normally be at work at this time, but I had a routine doctor's appointment late this afternoon, so I just got out of it, and I'm headed by the pharmacy and straight to the house.
You be careful out here. It is starting to rain a little bit more, and, you know, these people have a hard enough time driving when it's dry.
Get a little slicky, wet road, and look out. Some of these people that aren't paying attention, they'll be into you or in the ditch. One or the other. Very true. Well, I don't really know anything. I just wanted to speak to you. We're doing all right. Trying to get 2022 off to a normal start, if there's such a thing as normal.
You know, I used to look forward to New Year's, and anymore I don't, because that just means I got a year older.
Time clock's ticking on all of us. Yeah, I had a birthday in December, so I've turned the page on another year myself.
December. Hers is the 3rd.
Yep. And I turned 68, so I'm approaching, I guess, what you'd consider old age.
Younger, I consider 30 old. So my definition of old keeps getting backed up as we go along.
All relative, depending on what end of the age spectrum you're on. I used to think somebody who was in the 60s was just ancient, but now I don't think that, not so much.
Well, did you and Miss Mary have a good Christmas?
Had a good one, and we spent New Year's in the mountains and had a good time there. And like I say, just trying to keep things between the ditches, starting out in 22.
I'm trying to get some projects done that I didn't get to last year. I really got to get a tower up and get a station operating at Sharon's house.
Decided when you're going to start your classes back, or is that still up in the air?
I'm totally sure right now. I need to inquire about that, but I haven't heard anything as of yet.
For RM Mobile. Yeah, I think Gary and Lisa moved out to somewhere in Anderson County, so I don't know if he's gotten settled in out there yet or not.
And they're not too far from where the Anderson Amfest is, down near, right there by the lake. But yeah, I haven't talked to them to see if they finally got everything moved and got settled in or not.
One of the meetings at Mythos, I can't remember which one it was, maybe October or November, and all that was going on. So I'm sure they're further along, but whether they're completely settled, I don't know.
Make a call and check on him. I hadn't done so in a long time. I've just been so covered up with the holidays coming up, stuff with the DAV, and then everybody at the house over the holidays, and dog sitting, and it's just been a fiasco.
What you mean now? I can't remember. Are your parents still living?
They came down in the week before Christmas and stayed until right just before New Year's. So they came down and stayed with us and brought their dog, and we're getting ready to remodel Sharon's mom's old house, and we're going to move my parents into it. So they'll be right next door, Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
That might be good in terms of, you know, keeping up with them and making sure they're okay. At least they won't be so far away.
It just happens to lengthen my honeydew list by quite a bit.
But see, the end of mine, so I don't worry about it.
Approaching 418, and it's coming down a little bit harder down here. I'm hoping maybe it'll clear up.
Over to Church Street off of Lawrence Road. I'm getting ready to go by the hospital pharmacy. It's kind of lightened up. It was raining more out on Lawrence Road, but it's just kind of a few drops here and there now, so it can't decide what it wants to do.
I haven't talked to Jim lately. Have you talked to him? Is he doing okay?
All right. We had a Jim's wife and I are first cousins, and her brother passed away right before Christmas, so I went to the funeral and went and visited with him, and he's doing okay. You know, they were dealing with all that, but health wise, he's holding his own.
Hear that? Yeah, I need to call and check on him too. You know, he's not too awful far from Sharon.
You saying that last time we were talking about it at the meeting? Just down, y'all are just down the road a piece from him, I reckon. I think it was said that down where Green Pond Road or whatever that road is intersects with that next road down, I think y'all are somewhere near there, aren't you?
The turnoff is probably maybe 3 miles from where Green Pond comes into 76.
The Highway 25 side or the other way going back towards Lawrence?
Back toward Lawrence.
Yeah, I know where you are. You still in the country out there?
In Mobile? Yes, sir. For now, this place just keeps growing and growing. They're having a hard time with infrastructure keeping up with the population we've got now. And they're building apartments and housing developments. And I'm like, good Lord, keep getting people piled in here. This whole place is going to collapse.
Listening to somebody this morning on the talk radio on my way into work, and they were talking about how South Carolina is one of the states where a lot of people who were wanting to get out of some of these bigger cities are moving to, so it doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon.
It doesn't, and you know, we've already outgrown most of our roads. I'm like, daggone, this is getting ridiculous.
I was staying in Greenwood with Dad. Jim used to come from Green Pond down there to see us, and he would go through Waterloo, and he used to talk about getting on the Waterloo Express, and I think the Hickory Tavern Motor Mile, and I don't know if you've heard those terms.
Yes, sir. Sharon's about, if you drew squares out, if there was a point between Hickory Tavern, Gray Court, and Lawrence, she'd be right on that point.
Yeah, doubt it. Well, that's an area that I can remember when I was a kid growing up. We used to go to my grandparents who lived in Lawrence, and we'd go through the country there to get to their place, and there was nothing there but just, you know, farmhouses and a lot of space between houses, but like everywhere else, it's, you know, it's filling in with subdivisions and small businesses popping up, so it's just like everywhere else, you know, significant upward trend in growth.
that's one thing I like about her area down here. You know, everybody through there is family, down to a certain point. So, you know, the chances of there be a development coming in on you is slim to none. And I can stretch my arms and my legs and, well, I planted a winter garden this year. I'm covered up in radishes and turnips right now. I'm looking forward to reaping those rewards.
Lost the groceries. You ought to bear some collards too. You know, collards are real popular. We had for New Year's Day. We had our collards and black-eyed peas and roast pork and cornbread. So if you throw a little collards in there, you'd really have a good mixture.
I'm wanting to get a tiller for my tractor, mainly because I'm too lazy to use a walk-behind tiller. But I've got a lot of area I've got to till. I'm planning on trying to put a bigger garden in this coming year. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I've never tried to be a gardener, but I told her, I said, you've got all this space, and it's just a shame to not use it for something.
True. But having a garden, especially one of any size, takes a lot of commitment work because you got to work them regular. You know, when they're in season, you got to plant the stuff. You got to spray it, or whatever you do to keep the grass and weeds out and the bugs off, and you got to just tend to it. And that's you know, something that requires a commitment and a determination to do it.
So we're going to find out how well determined I am after this year. I may go, okay, well, this is going to make nice grassland. I'll just bush hog it every year and just go right back the way she is. I don't know, but I know we did get a lot of muscadines. We've got muscadine vines up too. So, you know, if all else fails, I may end up just planting more muscadines. We have some muscadine farm.
Nothing wrong with that. If you could learn how to make some muscadine wine, you might get into a little profit-making business there.
In my research, I've got to go ahead and order some equipment, but I've got about 98 pounds of muscadines frozen in my freezer right now.
That's a good bit, yeah. My uncle used to make muscadine wine, and he had a good many vines. And it was, you know, he didn't make a lot of it, but he made enough to pass around. And we would always have some at, you know, special times of the year like Thanksgiving and Christmas, that kind of thing. But he's 90, soon be 94 years old. He's not able to do that anymore. He was kind of like my daddy. They're both long livers.
Well, I am on Georgia Road now. I will be approaching the big towers, and anytime we get near them, for some reason, it just totally dismantles our 2-meter contact here on Cedar's Head Feeder. So I'll step off here and just tell you, be careful in the road up there, especially in the city with this rain. And you give Miss Mary a big hug from me, and you be careful out there. Give us a call if you ever need us for anything. I'll go ahead and be clear on your final. 73, and be careful out there. Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike.
Good to see you. Good talk to you. Yeah, I'm pulling up to my stop now, so it's good timing. Be safe and say hello to Miss Sharon for me. We'll talk later. KZ4M, this is K4RM Mobile, clear.